welcome to the Teenage Daydream Podcast. I'm Jet.
And I'm Jen.
We are getting into season 5 of One Tree Hill, episode 5. We're diving in.
Yes.
I don't think that I've actually seen a good chunk of season 5. I think that's what's happening.
Okay, valid.
This episode, like, even the other episodes, like, I feel like I, because again, all the stuff that I know is stuff that's happening later.
Okay, interesting.
I don't, and like, in my head, I think it's just because like I could, like, I recognize the people, obviously, but like watching this episode, I don't think I've actually seen any of the episodes that we've watched so far.
I mean, that's so funny.
That's what I came to. That was my conclusion with this episode, was like, wait.
I mean, it's entirely possible that you just, like, missed the first several episodes of this season and then, like, jumped in. Because, like, this is something I think that we forget we used to do before the streaming era, before you could, like, just,
yeah,
like,
you would just start watching.
You would just start watching it. Like, even if you had, like, missed the entire first season of something and somebody was like, oh, this show is really good, you'd literally just jump in on season 2. And figure it out as he went along.
Yeah.
Like, that's just how we used to do TV.
Which is wild.
Yeah. And then if there were reruns, then you'd catch the reruns if you wanted to catch up. But
right,
yeah,
because like,
just, yeah, if you missed it, you missed it. Okay, you missed that, those few.
Yeah. Oh, like, well, all the people, right? Like, I know. So, right, so like Alice and Quentin and Nanny Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's all stuff that hasn't happened yet. And I think I can just kind of like, it's just like built in my head being like, oh, well, you know what that happens. So like, that's who these, you know, like, this is all the setup. But yeah, I don't think I've seen any of this.
Yeah, I definitely have seen this episode. There was a lot of it that I forgot about until I watched it. And there was a lot of it that I like straight up don't remember.
The only part that like maybe I could see part of was when two people are in a hotel room.
Yes, that's the part that I remember the best.
The first two people that are in the first hotel room, because I guess technically that happens later too.
Oh.
For like a hot second.
Okay, talking about LA specifically.
Yes.
Yeah.
But even that, like, I don't know if that's just I've seen clips of that or like, because I don't remember the actual events and happening. I can just envision that scene. So I don't know. Who knows? Either way, thankfully, this episode does not start with a stupid Lucas recap.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That was the main thing that I noticed, because I was just like, oh, thank God.
An awful long opening, though, before we get our title card.
Oh, wildly long.
Yeah. And, like, I guess we're just not doing theme songs this season?
Nope.
Because we still haven't heard our theme song all season. We're 5 episodes into season 5, and no theme song has appeared.
And clearly, the black title card now means nothing, and it's just the title card.
Yeah.
Which, like, fine, I don't care, but like, why isn't it still just like the picture of like Lucas on the bridge or something, you know?
Whatever. Yeah, like, I don't know if they were like trying something different because it's supposed to be the time jump and they're like adults, so quote then, unquote, now. I say quote unquote because 21 to me still doesn't quite constitute adulthood.
Well, because in this episode, technically they're 19.
I mean, also that this is a flashback episode, so.
So Lucas is writing, or at least he's trying to write.
Yeah.
Lindsay comes in, and she's holding a framed picture. And he goes on, you know, something about the writing is slow. He's looking at a thesaurus, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Nothing anybody cares about.
Right.
But it's clearly a picture of him and Whitey and Nathan, and they won whatever division championship that college basketball team was in.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, sometimes I can't tell if I feel bad for Lindsay or I'm just like, you're so stupid.
Right.
Well, and of course, she's just like, I've never seen you that happy before. And it's like, I feel like that should probably say something about your relationship.
Right. Well, because like then she goes on to ask, like, were you happier then, like before the book, before moving back home, before us? And I'm like, girl, if you have to ask these questions, you need to cut and run.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, it was just like, you know, like, do you want things to change or whatever? And I was like, no, like, this is so bad. Like, this is, and maybe because I haven't seen these, I'm like, this is so set up for the future.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, listen, I get it because they are so young.
Yeah.
This is absolutely the kind of stupid relationship stuff you do when you're this young. You're just like hope that something's gonna change and that it's gonna be okay, and that you're just imagining things instead of looking at your relationship and going, maybe not. Not that everybody, grows past that, but I feel like the older you get, the more you're like, not putting up with that anymore.
And yeah, that was just the like, just keep remind like number one, even if we're in the current, they're still only like 21, 22, and then the flashbacks are only 19, and you're just like, oh my God, why is everyone acting like they've made these huge failures or they have to make these gigantic decisions? I'm just like,
Oh yeah, I have things to say later.
and even like in this episode, I mean, I think we kind of always knew that it was Lindsay's first book, but she said she graduated like the year before. So that means in the flashback, she's like 22, 23. And even then, you're just like, I can't. Whatever. Whatever. But then we flash back.
Then we flash back.
Yeah.
We flash back to college basketball with Whitey talking to
Yay.
the college basketball team, which I was like, yay, Whitey.
I know.
Anyway,
3 years earlier.
yeah, he's just like, talking about winning championships and like tells him to go home and get some rest.
Yeah.
He and Lucas have a little back and forth. Yeah, I know.
And again, Whitey saying these things is
Yes,
amazing
I
because I
know.
want Whitey to
Right.
tell me that I'm awesome. But I don't want Whitey to tell Lucas that he's awesome.
There's so much about this whole college basketball thing that I would enjoy so much more if I liked Lucas.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had to keep like, because it was like 3 years earlier. So this is like the end, or at least the end of the season in first year. So that's why they're only 19. And like, that's why, so like, Nathan technically was like back-to-back championships. But yeah, it's just, oh, you're gonna be such a great assistant coach. And don't stay up all night cyber chatting with Blondie and Whitey.
Yeah, I know.
Well, then we get Nathan and Haley and baby Jamie.
So cute.
I know.
It sounds like Jamie's first word is ball.
Yeah.
Which is really cute. And also does make sense. That's a very easy word to say for a baby.
Yes. Yeah.
Anyway, they're very cute. Oh yeah, then we flip to Haley and Jamie up.
Yeah.
We find out it's like late slash early. It's like 4:30 in the morning or something.
Something like that, yeah.
And Lucas is up and he couldn't sleep either. We find out Peyton was supposed to be coming into the game, but she couldn't get away because of work.
Yeah.
And then like he and Haley are just talking like if she misses music and like she's like I'll get back to it someday. But this is when we find out that Lucas has been like all three of them are living together.
Yeah.
So Lucas has been like helping out so that Nathan and Haley can like also still do school and like all the things they have to be doing while taking care of Jamie.
Well, I'm like,
Which again, I'm like, that's so freaking cute. Like, I love this. I love this
yeah.
setup.
And like it really just makes sense for everybody,
Yeah.
even for Lucas. Like,
Yes, of course.
and 'cause there's one point later where it sounds like he is also going to school there.
Yes, I believe so.
So at least, yeah, like it just makes sense, right? 'Cause then everyone kind of has, they can plan their schedules and do their things and yeah.
Well, because he's just also just like going on about like I want what you guys have and like listen, I think that what has happened to Lucas here is that he's spent too much time with Nathan and Haley and just like has baby fever or something.
And like that's the whole problem with that. I keep being like, they're not, like, obviously, yes, we have approved the fact that Nathan and Haley got married when they were like 17.
God.
16? 17. I think 17. But that doesn't mean, like, that's a specific to those two humans.
Correct.
Not a, like, blanket situation.
Correct.
And it's Lucas being stupid Lucas.
Yeah.
And that whole, like, oh my God, like, I'm 19, like, I need to settle down and have a family and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, like, you're a baby still. What? You're a baby.
And it's all just because, like, he hasn't sold his novel yet, which, again, you're also
I know.
A 19.
Yeah.
The fact that anyone's even looking at your novel,
yeah,
even if they don't realize you're 19, like, oh my God, like, I just...
I know. And, like, I get it. You feel so old when you're 19, but, like,
well, it's just, like, and he even goes on about, like, because, like, Haley thanks him, you know, and, like, I know you've been away from Peyton and blah, blah, and he's just like,
yeah,
we all make sacrifices. What?
I know.
Number one, Peyton was going to LA no matter what.
So right.
What have you sacrificed? You already decided you were going to coach with Whitey.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I know.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Mhm. Oh man.
Yeah.
But then we go to the game.
Mhm.
I don't know. And they're doing the usual, like, you know, the commentaries, like, it's a Cinderella story, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Because obviously the Cobras have sucked before.
Right.
Before the Tree Hill crew rolled up. Whatever, they're playing. Ugh.
Right.
It's basically just all where I wrote barf. At some point, you know, a little bit earlier, Whitey was like, you know, like, one day, like, you're going to take over. Like, the night before, right? So, mm-hmm. Of course, obviously, now here, he's like, you coach, you're ready.
Yeah.
Barf. You're ready.
Again, all of this, I would love all of this if I liked Lucas at all.
Yeah.
Like, truly, I would think this was actually so cute with, like, Lucas on the sidelines, like, coaching the team, and, like, Whitey's watching him with, like, a cute little proud smile on his face, but, like, Lucas just annoys me so much that I can't.
Yeah. When, like, Whitey, like, leaves, and you hear, like, the commentators being like, oh, Whitey Durham, like, heading to the locker room, leaving assistant coach Lucas Scott, blah, 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 who, like, he played for Whitey. It said, like, once upon a time. I'm like, you mean a year and a half ago?
Like, last year?
Like, literally, like, barely a seat, like...
I know!
And that's why then, for the longest time, I couldn't... Even though they told me it was 3 years, I kept trying to figure out, I was like, how far into the 4 years was this? And I was like, oh, no, it's literally only a year. It's just like,
yeah,
so confused. Whatever.
I know.
But then they win. Yay!
Yay!
And the confetti falls down, just like when the Ravens won. Yay!
Yes. And then we get a flashback within a flashback.
Well, yeah, because Lucas sees Haley and Nathan kiss, and then he flashes back from his flashback.
Yep. To when, like, he was kissing Peyton. And then we get our title card.
Well, because we get the repeat of the, like,
you're right.
The one that I want beside me when all my dreams come true. Which, again,
obviously,
how did
I didn't
you know
take
that when
a
you're
note of that because
grade
I was
12?
Just like, ugh.
Only because it comes up, like, seven more times.
Oh, I know.
Just like, ugh. Which, like, yes, we've established, absolutely. I would love to have someone, whoever that person is, like, next to me when I accomplish fucking something. Be a dream or not. But, like, not when you're 18, 17, 18, or 19.
Mm-hmm.
The likelihood that it's that person is literally Nathan and Haley are the only example in the entire world.
Right?
Like, I just...
I know.
And he only gets so much worse in this episode.
Oh, God. He gets so much worse in this episode. It's actually...
Yep.
Bananas.
But yeah, Whitey says, I'm going to retire. You're going to be as good of a player as you were. You're going to be a better coach. Blah, blah.
Yeah.
Title card. Except then... And, like, that's when then, like... So we jump back... just to, like, after the game. So, like, Nathan's talking to a reporter and whatever, and I'm like, why? Like, this is a, like, it just seemed like such a weird, I don't know. It was a weird spot, like, 9 minutes into the episode.
Yeah.
Whatever. You know.
Yep. But yeah, Nathan talks to the reporter. I mean, that I think that whole thing is there just 'cause like
To set up the.
well, 'cause he says to Lucas right after that it's the first time in a year that somebody hasn't asked him about point shaving.
Yep.
So like yeah,
Gee, I wonder what's
Nathan's
going to happen.
gee, I wonder what's gonna happen next. So then as they're leaving to get on the bus, some guy who like supports the other team is just like going after Nathan, being like just talking about how he's shaving points and blah 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 blah
Oh yeah,
blah. Which
something like, oh, is that your son? Like, you can when you teach
yeah.
him to shave, you can teach him to
Right.
shave points. Ugh.
I know, stupid. So of course Nathan gets into it with him. Like physically.
Yep.
And Lucas has to physically push him away onto the bus. So. Gee, I wonder what that's about.
Well, cause, and then of course, like we end up on the bus, and like Peyton, LOL, Peyton emails Lucas a song to listen to.
Right.
Double LOL.
Yeah.
But then, like, Whitey talks to Nathan, and basically, because of course Nathan thinks he's talking about the game, but he's like, "No, the fight.
Yeah.
Don't be a jackass.
Don't be an idiot.
You're the one who needs to get past your
Yeah.
mistakes. You need to live better." And
Yeah.
then Whitey goes to talk to Lucas again, what we love, and like where? So he's been coaching for 37 years. He's gonna
Yep.
retire. Where does this win rank in his like whatever? It was three. So this championship was three. The Ravens championship with the boys was two, and then obviously like for promoting to Camilla was number one,
Yeah.
which again, amazing. And it was just such a like, all I could think about was the end of Good Will Hunting when Matt Damon leaves to like go after the girl and like Robin Williams is like, oh, he stole my line, right? He's like, I gotta go see about a girl or whatever. And
Yeah.
it was just like Whitey was just like leaning into that, like, it's not about basketball, it's about love and blah, blah, blah. And then you can
Right.
tell Lucas is having this like epiphany of like, oh my God, like,
Yeah.
and that's when I'm like, no, because you're 19 and it was
Well, I
just
mean, the
so
thing is,
annoying.
it would be one thing if he was just going to like visit her like a normal person.
Yeah, and that's what like for that hot second of like, okay, yeah, like absolutely, like go see
Right.
Peyton. But that's not what he's doing because he's Lucas.
Yeah.
And everyone just has to like somehow factor into his
I
chaos.
know. I know. So yeah, he asks Whitey to drop him at the airport, and then we see the next scene. Peyton's at work trying to like get the copy machine to work. She's like smacking it. So good. And ugh, this is also annoying. Well, because Lucas calls her, and so they're talking, and he's like, "What are you wearing?" And she's like, "I can't do this here. I'm at work." And then he like knows exactly what she's wearing because he's there.
Hiding somewhere in the hallway, but whatever.
Yeah, being a creeper. Anyway, excited. They're excited. They make out a little in the copy room. She's basically working in the mail room, just like dropping off mail at the offices. And he's like, he's kind of an asshole about it.
Yeah, he sure is.
He's like, "This is marketing and distribution." I'm like, it probably is part of it.
Yeah,
Don't be a
mail.
dickhead.
Literally distributing mail.
Right.
And that.
And also, like, promotional material needs to be mailed because this is still
Yeah,
2007.
which is marketing. Yeah.
Right.
And I just. And that was the hardest thing. Like, even if we were saying they were like 27 adults.
Right.
He's just being that, like, the
Yeah, he's
worst
being an
Lucas. Like, you
ass.
know when Lucas is just the worst Lucas and he's
Yeah.
so, I'm high and mighty and, like, condescending and everyone needs to cater to everything that he believes and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, it doesn't matter what she's doing if that's what she wants to do and it's part of her dream.
Also, she's only been doing it for like a year.
And not even, like, probably like a full calendar year.
Right.
Because they
So,
went
like,
at some point in the
it's not that
summer.
weird that she's still in the mailroom.
Well, and then because she gives him a tour, and she's like, "Do you know why I'm still doing this?" And she points to this girl who's in an office,
Yeah.
and she was like, 3 months ago, she was in the mailroom. You're like, "Yeah, that's
Right.
how it works. You don't just have stuff handed to you all the time, Lucas."
That's because Lucas does.
Oh, right. In case anyone doesn't know, you might be able to tell who I picked for most annoying in this episode. Because it's
Samesies.
just like.
It's actually just that was it was one of the easiest, most annoying choices
Because it's
of the
just dick
season.
move after dick
Yeah.
move. And again, even if they weren't kids, even
Right,
if
I
it was
agree.
just he was a 30-year-old basketball coach trying to write a novel, she was 30, trying to do whatever, it doesn't even matter what they're trying to do. Even if she was trying to be a lawyer or a barista,
Right.
I don't even care.
Right.
He's just being such a dick
I know.
about
Well, and too, because like she's dropping off the mail, this one guy comes out of his office and it's like kind of an asshole. In that like, in that douchey corporate kind of way. And Lucas is like, I don't know why you put up with it. And that's when she points out the girl in the mailroom. But it's just like, dude, you don't like, there's gonna be crappy people everywhere you work. Like,
Well, and it's like, has he never had to put up with anything? Oh, wait, no, he hasn't
right?
really. But it's just like, or at the very least, like, think about how, okay, you're trying to sell your novel, and you've said that, like, all you're getting is rejections.
Right.
But you're still
Right.
doing
Like,
and trying.
why do you keep doing that, Lucas?
So then, like, why shouldn't somebody
Because you're
else?
not giving up. Yeah. Right. Anyway. He has made them dinner reservations for 8. And she's like, oh man, we usually go till 9. That's when the fact that he didn't have anything to say about that when he had something to say about everything else was bananas to me. Because I was like, that's insane. That is something I would not be doing.
Well, especially, and that's why even I was like, if she's just in the mailroom, and even if she's the person who gets coffee, like, she would, like, that's where I would question things, right? Because, like, she shouldn't even be
Right.
there, whatever.
Yeah, it's weird. Anyway, whatever. He's surprisingly chill about this and changes the reservation to 9:30. She ends up showing up late anyway. He's wearing a suit for some reason.
Ugh.
I guess he's like trying to be fancy or whatever, but like, bro, you're in LA, first of all.
Well, and like, if he wanted it to be kind of fancy, he should have said something to her
Right.
of like,
Also
oh, it's
that.
like, it's kind of fancy. So yeah, like, she just rolls up still in her like jeans and Pink Floyd
Obviously.
shirt, and he's in this ill-fitting suit. Well, it's
Yep.
probably very era appropriate
Yeah, I
fitting
think it
suit,
is. Yeah.
but to see it now, it was
I know,
like,
right?
gross.
Yep. Anyway, they're just talking about things. Like, he's still trying to sell his book. She believes in him, blah, blah, blah. She gets to see all these cool shows while she's here. Like, which, like, yeah, that's an awesome perk of her job is that she gets to just, like, get tickets, really good tickets to shows for bands that she really loves at these really cool
Like Tegan and Sarah.
venues.
But yeah, he doesn't even seem excited about that.
No, I know. And, like, which is extra bullshit because then she's like, oh, I want to hear all about, like, basketball. Like, and then when he tells her about taking over the team from Whitey, she's, like, excited for him.
Yeah. So excited.
Also, now I'm obviously realizing why he wore a suit to this nonsense.
Well,
Forgot about this. Trying to block it out. Because, like, she's like, oh, I made you a mix. And she, like, pulls out a mix CD, which is really cute. And it's, like, stuff that's not even out yet. And then he's like, oh, yeah, I got you something, too. But then she gets a call from work, which I'm like, why are they calling you back to work, girl? What are you doing?
Yeah, that was also super weird.
Right? Like, what is your job? What do they need you for? Anyway, whatever.
I have one other question.
Yes.
So, at some point when he's talking about stuff, and I wasn't really fully listening,
Right.
he says, because he always talks about, like, and it kind of comes up later too, but he had said something. Maybe they weren't at dinner yet. Maybe they were still in the office or whatever. Because he keeps talking about, like, why would you do this when you've already done so much back home? And he keeps
Oh,
talking about Tree Hill
right,
or whatever.
yes.
And he says that she produced two albums already in high school. There was the Benefit
Oh,
album.
yeah, he did say that.
What was the other album? Because I'm sure he said two.
I'm sure he said two as well.
But I couldn't remember what the other one would have been.
I also don't know what the other one would have been.
Yeah. Because I couldn't even, like, I'm trying to, like, definitely the Benefit album, but, like, was there just, like, a band? But I don't think there was just a band that she did anything with.
I don't think so either.
Right? Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to double check on that because I was getting confused. Mostly because I was distracted because he was being condescending
Right.
and a jerk.
Yeah, actually, I didn't even think about that. I just thought of the Benefit album, and then I didn't think beyond that.
Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to, that was just a
Huh.
double checking for myself thing.
Random.
If anybody knows what the other secret album was, or if that was just an error in the script.
Yeah. Strange.
Either way, she gets called away, and he's like, she's like, well, like, come back to my place. And he's like, no, I got us a hotel room. And you're like, oh, God.
I know.
So, of course, then we get the, like, him waiting and pacing montage.
Yeah. She's late. We see the clock. He falls asleep. He's holding this box, this little box that falls out of his hand to the floor. It's clearly a ring box.
Yes.
God. So then when he wakes up, Peyton's just chilling in that armchair that is always really awkwardly placed in a hotel room. She didn't wake up. She's been sitting there apparently for like an hour, probably because she's like, oh God, what do I do? Because she found the box. She did not look to see what was in the box because, again, she's like, oh God, what am I going to do? Of course, he like gets down on one knee and she's like, oh God. And he's like, I want us to be together forever. None of my great days matter without you. And I'm like, oh, Lucas. Again. Like, Nathan's saying this to Haley. I'm like, yes.
Yeah,
Yes.
literally any other person on
Love
any other
it.
show.
But,
But it's
like,
just something about the way.
and also because of the way this whole scene plays out, right? Because she's like, we have a lot to talk about. Like, we need to figure things out. And he's like, oh, we'll do that when we get back to Tree Hill.
Excuse me?
Hold the phone. Why are you assuming that she's gonna move back with you? Like, she's doing things in LA.
And
The audacity.
well, and just in such a like, so basically at this point you're saying that her dreams are crap
Yep.
and she also is incapable of achieving them,
Yep.
because she hasn't already in the somewhere between 10, 11 months that she's been in Los
Right.
Angeles as an 18 slash 19-year-old
Yeah, which is barely time to do anything.
who's,
Just.
you know, I am far older than that and have no idea what I'm doing most days.
Right.
And yeah, just like
In an industry that
move
is
on.
notoriously difficult.
Yes. And well, and then even she's like, I get that for you, like Tree Hill is home. Yeah, you know why? Because Lucas has done shit his entire life and hasn't gone anywhere ever. To her, Tree Hill is like two dead moms, the stalker brother. Like all of these heartbreaks and awful things. Like, what? How does she put it? She's like, I moved to Hollywood to get away from the drama. Like,
Yeah.
haha. And like, and then Peyton being amazing is like, I don't want you to miss out on like your dreams. Like, Whitey
Right.
and Nathan need you. Like, you're chasing your dream and this and that. Like, it goes, you know. I'm just like, yeah, Lucas is stupid.
Right. Well, because he's all like, I'll move here. And she's like, don't do that. Like,
Yeah.
yeah, what you're doing is important, and I don't want you to resent me for it later. And she's like, I just want, because he says something like, you're saying no. And she's like, no, I'm saying not right now. Like, I want to give it time. And he's like, I'm worried about what's going to happen. And she's like, if you can't trust
Oh.
this, for 1 year, why are we talking about getting married?
Right? Like, if you can't go 365 days, how are you supposed to go a lifetime? Which at that point, because you're 19, is literally your lifetime.
Right.
Like the next 60 to 70 years.
Right.
And she even says, like, she needs to prove it to herself that, like, she can do this.
Yeah.
And just, like, ugh. Oh, Nathan and Haley, you know, like, they were even younger than us. And she's like, yeah, and it's not fucking easy. Like,
right. She's like, yeah, it's been hard. That's not been a walk in the park. They almost got divorced.
Yeah. Right? Like, just, ugh.
Like, they've been through some shit.
Well, because, like, he's like, we've only, like, seen each other three times this year. It's like, well, first of all, you're involved in a school activity, so that makes sense. Like,
right.
You can't
also,
travel.
They are across the entire country from each other.
Yeah.
And, just and like, also, oh. That's pretty good.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I think so. I thought so, too. And it's just that, like, you know, we only email and, like, we're falling apart. And, you know, we're getting further and further apart. And because she says something like, I love you so much. And then he's so snotty.
Oh, yeah.
He's just like, it's just not enough.
Yeah.
Like, what? How do you determine the amount of love that then is enough?
Yeah. Right.
She loves you. That's it.
Like, she's supposed to love you enough that she's going to drop everything she's doing in LA for...
For
like, what?
Drop her entire life for you? Drop her entire self for you?
Right.
That's not love. That's a mental health issue.
Right. Right, though.
Again, as a fucking 19-year-old.
Right.
Now, give I'm sure...
Time.
Now, I would have been more than 19 when this was on, but at the time, I still would have been like, Lucas and Peyton, like, you should do it, but like... We didn't know anything in the early 2000s. We were all stupid.
We were.
But, like, I just...
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like, yeah, this is a goodbye, whatever. Like, and of course, again, she's still being good. She's like, all of your dreams are going to come true. Like...
Yeah.
And then I was the most mad because the next morning, obviously, he leaves before she's awake because he's a double dick, as we've established.
Could not, but not only does he leave before she's awake without saying goodbye.
Yep,
he leaves.
Say it.
The mixtape.
Oh, that was exactly what I had in my notes.
That
exactly.
She made for him on the pillow next to her.
That was exactly what I wrote. Again, I wasn't even mad that he didn't say goodbye, but the fact that he purposely left the CD and like put it in front of her to be like. Basically, like, look, I'm leaving this.
Yeah. It was a lot. I was like, oh, you're a super asshole.
Because, like, even in that moment, like, if he actually loved her, like, wouldn't you take the CD to, like, listen and remember or something? Ugh, Lucas,
I want to be like, Peyton, go find somebody better.
At this point, anyone else.
Like I said before, if this was my friend, she was telling me about this guy, I'd be like, get the fuck away from him immediately. He's a manipulative asshole.
Yep. So Lucas goes to the airport.
Yep.
And
this is so funny too. This I laughed here because he's like talking to the woman working at the desk. He's like, sorry to bother you, but I need to leave earlier. I'm like, that's literally her job. You're not bothering her. That's her job.
Yeah, she's supposed to be at the ticket desk in case someone needs to do something with their ticket, which is what you're doing.
That's the definition of her job.
Yeah.
That's why she's there.
I have done that. I got to the airport early and was like, yo, could I get on the other flight? Sure. Okay, cool. That's
right.
What you're supposed
that's
to
do. The whole point. Anyway, I just thought that was hilarious, but while she's bumping up his flight, he gets a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
It's from Lindsay. She's like, I'm an editor, blah, blah, blah. I want to publish your novel.
Well, yeah, because of course, when she says, like, I'm from Putnam and whatever, and he's like, oh, cool, like, most people just send a first class letter. And she's like, no, I want to publish your novel. And you're like, ugh.
That was also annoying too, because I was like, bro, why would they call you to reject you? They're not gonna waste that time.
No, you're
You're
lucky
not
that
that
they send
important.
a
You're
letter,
lucky
like,
you, right.
that
You're
they
lucky you
spend
get a
the
form
stamp.
letter.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, then she's like, how soon can you be in New York? I'm like, listen, I don't know how things worked in 2007. Maybe you were flying over to your publisher, but like, I feel like this probably would have been just mostly done over the phone. Anyway, whatever, it's fine. The whole point is that now he's gonna like change his ticket to go to New York instead. And he's like telling this woman who works at the desk everything that happened. Like, they're gonna publish my novel.
Because she cares.
But it's all so that she can just say, oh, that must be a dream come true. And he can have this look on his face and want to talk to Peyton. And I'm like, you know.
So then again, he does the like, pulls up her number on his phone and doesn't call her. And then we see her like walking down the hallway crying, and someone's trying to yell at her about coffee, and she's just like crying, and I'll get it later. And
Obviously, she's crying. Her boyfriend just dumped her in the worst way
sway.
possible.
Oh.
Like, what a dickhead. Can't. Anyway. Then we have to go watch Lucas be schmoozy with the publishing people. Anyway, the publisher, like the main publisher, I'm assuming that's who that is.
Yes, yeah.
Which also seemed weird, but whatever.
Well, yeah, especially with something that Lindsay says later, but anyways.
Well, and just like, this guy's not gonna talk to you. It's not his, that's above, that's below his pay grade.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever. He's talking about how like he wants to use the fact that like Dan is a convicted murderer. He's like, that's a great hook. And like, also, we got to do something about that title. Which is when Lindsay's like, I always want to change the title. And I'm like, yeah, that's why I never get attached to any title I come up with for any book I write. Because
I
they're
can never
probably going to change
even
it.
think of titles, so like,
I mean, right. I mean, honestly, that's why I don't really worry that much about
yeah.
titles. Although I do have a title for my book that I do quite like. I am a little attached to that one. But like, I am well aware that they change titles. Anyway. Again, he's kind of a dick.
Oh my, there's so much.
Because, like, he's talking to Lindsay, this girl who finally reached out to him, this editor who, like, said she loves his book and wants to publish it and work on it. And he's all like, you look kind of young to be an editor. To which at least like she snaps back, yeah, you look kind of young to have a published novel.
Yeah, you do.
Touche.
And because, like, she's older than you, so, like,
Right.
I mean, to be fair, though, she does say that her dad runs the company. So
Yes.
I was like, oh, okay.
Which I'm sure is why she's been given a little bit of like room to pick the books that she wants to edit. This is so funny too, like when she's talking about like, well, I mean, ugh, all that thing about it spoke to me, and I'm like, ugh.
The truth
But
and the soul and mama.
then she says like there's some rough parts, and he's like, wait, what? I'm like, obviously, bro, that's like your first draft probably.
Well, and because like later he's speaking with someone and just like she just wants to do make all these changes. It's like you've literally not talked about the book at all, aside from her saying, there's some rough parts. I'm the editor. Like, we're gonna have to edit some stuff because that's how it works. She's not said that she needs to change things or lots of stuff. It's just normal editing stuff.
Well, and she says like it'll be at least 6 months, I think, before.
Yeah.
And he seems shocked by this. I'm like, what do you think is the process here? Like, have you not looked into this at all?
Well, and just like, how many words is this book, right? Like, a regular, plain old book is what? 100,000 words? 80,000? However many thousand words?
Yeah, I think, I mean, yeah, depending on what you're writing, like, I'd say like 80,000.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what do you not think? Like, do you not think it's going to take some time to, like, read? Even if she was just double checking his grammar and spelling.
Right.
You don't think that's going to take like a few days?
Right.
Of working regular, like 9 to 5, 40 hours a week, like not,
Well, and like he's just like it's how do you think books get published? I just can't imagine sending my book to publishers without any concept of how the publishing process works. Like, I know it's easier to get information on this now, but I have also been looking into getting things published since this time period. So, like, I was aware that things take time. Like, not only do you have to do the back and forth editing process, it then has to go, like, to, like, be laid out. You have to do, like, proofreading. Like, proofreading not as in checking the grammar and spelling, although kind of, but also just making sure the proofs match up with,
well,
like, you need a cover. You need marketing. Like,
even still, even if
it needs to be printed.
You could, like, think of all this stuff. As much as, like, you know, I know enough about it that I would kind of have an idea. Mm-hmm. I would, if the editor came to me, I would still probably be like, okay, you know what's going on. You understand, like, you right. tell me what to do.
Right.
I'm not in charge of this boat.
Right.
I don't know why he thinks he is.
Right.
He is not the captain.
But also, like, they also are working on multiple books at a time.
Yeah. Well, so... just, like, she would have to have her, like, regular, like, company meetings where they all go and, like, talk about, okay, so, like, what are you working on? What are you working on? This and that. And, like, just company stuff, right? Like, even her 40 hours aren't all just for him.
Right. And also there's, like, strategy behind which books are released when, and they have, like, times that books are released. Like, they have to fit it into their release schedule.
Yeah.
So that it doesn't get buried under a bunch of other books. Like, just zero thoughts, head empty on his part.
Yeah.
Anyway. Obviously, I'm just really annoyed by Lucas in this episode.
Yeah.
Well, and then it's been like not even 24 hours. And she, Lindsay asks about the Luke and Peyton in the novel. And he's just like, no. And you're like, bro.
And again, because she's like, oh yeah, I was really rooting for them. Okay, so then here's my other question. Is this a memoir or is this a novel? Mm-hmm. Because...
And also, if you were rooting for them.
Right?
And you're aware that she exists.
Or like...
There is a 0% chance I would get into a relationship with this man.
Or like, does she not realize that they exist at this point?
I have no idea.
I don't know. Like, the fact that the main character is named after him, like, shouldn't that have been the first question? Like, whatever. Anyways. Oh, man.
Anyway. Yeah. Someone's there to see him.
Yes.
From Tree Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's Brooke.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if we're meant to think for a hot second that it's Peyton.
Yeah, or, like, just somebody
else.
Which,
like, how would she even know he's in New York?
Right? Yeah. Yeah. There was no way that I thought it was Peyton.
Right.
I assumed it was Brooke, but then I was like, Obviously. Oh, well, I guess it could maybe be, like, somebody else. So.
Yes. Anyway, it is Brooke.
Mm-hmm.
They end up back at Brooke's place, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because they got, like, that's when we talk. So, like, that's when we learn, like, Victoria moved up there with her. Right. And, like, because her dad's always traveling. So, basically, her parents are, like, separated.
Mm-hmm.
And she has her clothing line, but, like,
Victoria... Which she's doing on her own.
Yeah.
Well, so, like, enough that she's living in New York in a really nice place.
Well, and, like, at that point, I was like, okay, is that, like... Because obviously, like, Victoria had money-ish. Like, that was, like, right. So it's, like, their place. Like, she's living with Victoria. Because then that's the whole thing, right? She's, like, she wants us to, like, expand. Because, like, you know, I could do better or whatever. Like, we could have couture stuff in a magazine and, like, a makeup line. And you're, like, okay. But
But she hasn't decided at this point. She's not sure because she's worried that if she lets her mom in to the company, that it won't be hers anymore. Valid concerns. And Peyton ends up coming up, obviously, because like his book's getting published, and she's like, "Oh, Peyton must be so excited for you." And he's like, "Oh, we broke up." She's like, "What?" And then this is so good because he tells her about proposing and Peyton saying no, and she's like, "Are you stupid?" Was like, "Thank you, Brooke." She's like, "You can't do that. Like, what are you doing?"
Like just so many things.
Well, I mean, then we do get this funny scene where he's like demonstrating what happened and gets down on one knee and he has the ring. Because she was like, "Did you even have a ring?" And he's like, "Yes." Pulls it out and shows it to her. And that's when Victoria walks in when he's like down on one knee, looking like he's proposing. And she's just like horrified. It's so funny. Oh my God. So good. They end up going out for drinks. They're still talking about Peyton. Which I mean, obviously, but like, Brooke rightfully is like, kind of sounds like you gave her an ultimatum, dude. Like, what are you doing here? Then, Lucas. He's like, "How often do you really talk to Peyton? Isn't it weird that she hasn't called you yet on the day she broke up with her boyfriend? First of all, there is a time difference. Second of all, maybe she needs like a day to process. It's been like 12 hours." Been like 12 hours. Can we all calm down? Not everybody immediately goes crying to somebody else when something happens. They like need a minute to pull themselves together.
Such a scene, such a scene. Well, then that's when. Is that when he like shows the ring and then like everyone thinks that
Yeah,
he's.
she wants to see the ring again, and she's looking at it. And she's like, "Oh, it's really nice." And that's when the waiter's like, "Oh my God, congratulations! Free champagne!" And Brooke just kind of goes with it. Oh man. So yeah, they end up getting like free drinks all around the city, and then those carriages they have in Central Park, and they're walking by and. The guy offers them a ride, and she's like, "Yeah, what the heck? We just got engaged." And he's like, "Oh, well, then the ride's free."
As if.
Right. And they're like driving around, whatever. And the driver asks about like their plans for their lives together. And so, like, they start making up this life for the two of them. And the driver's all like, "Oh, yeah, it's all about love." And then the two of them are like, "Huh."
Like no matter what, success is great, but like love is better. It's funny, and you're just like, oh.
Yeah, and they're both like, "Huh, right, okay,
Awkward.
cool." Anyway, they get back to the hotel where Lucas is staying. Lucas is wasted,
Oh,
very,
I got
very
worried
drunk.
for a hot second here. I got worried.
Ugh. Because she's just being like a good friend, Brooke, being all cute, and she's like trying to like get him out of his clothes so she could put him in something to sleep in so he's comfortable, and he kisses her.
When even just like when they first like rolled up, before I could tell that like she was sober enough, I was like, oh no. No. And then yeah, then he kisses her and I was like, no.
But
No.
she stops it immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah. And is like, "That might be the second stupidest thing you've done in the last 24 hours.
Yuppers.
Yeah. Well, because then immediately he's like, I don't know what to do without her. I'm like, well, if you weren't an idiot, you could still be together. You could just like call her up and be like, hi, that was really stupid. I'm really sorry. I don't know what I was thinking. Like, I don't even feel a little bit bad for him.
No. Again, because he went about every single moment of that idea and proposal and situation completely wrong. Every time.
So then Brooke goes home. Victoria's there and is then trying to like get a hold of her all night because she's still freaked out. Brooke, this is when you realize that Brooke has just let her believe that this engagement is real this whole entire time. And Brooke is like, please relax. It was a joke. But she decides to say yes to the high-end line in the magazine and all of that. And then this is when we realize why Brooke has been calling her Victoria this entire time. Because Victoria asked her to, because mom makes her sound too old. It's like, gross, you're the worst.
Not even like my parents still half the time don't even call each other by their first names because when I was little and heard them calling each other by their first names, then I started saying them.
Oh, that's so
So
funny.
then they started calling each other mom and dad.
That's
Although
hilarious.
my aunt and uncle have only ever gone by their first names and none of their children have ever called them mom and dad.
Oh,
Ever.
so
I'm trying to
interesting.
think now if, what the grandkids call them if they actually call them grandma and grandpa. I don't even know about that, but for sure, like, their children have never called them mom and dad.
Wow.
You know. But also, they're not horrible people like Victoria, so.
Right. Well, there you go.
That's a little, a little bit different.
Then finally, we get a little bit of Nathan and Haley.
Thank God.
Deliver us from this Lucas nonsense.
Yes, please.
Anyway, it's really cute. Haley's trying to get Jamie to say guitar, which obviously he can't because he's an infant. They just have like a really nice, cute little moment. He's like, thanks her for supporting him. He's like, we're gonna make it. Nothing's gonna stop us. And then they do like a cute little like pile on daddy. It's really cute. They're adorable. I love them. We get a brief little shot of Peyton at work who's still like being kept out of the meeting room.
Oh, right, yeah.
And then we go. Then we go to the publisher. And Lucas shows up carrying a lucky bamboo. And you're like, son of a bitch.
So, like
He's the
this.
one who got her the lucky bamboo.
And I was like, well, and then I was like, I can't, oh, I can't even. I could not process this. Like, because then if we think back to that other episode when we're trying to be like, oh, like, is Lindsay actually like marking her territory? Is she trying to claim Lucas? Blah, 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 the bamboo. And she was like, no, like, it was just something that happened at work and it's something that would have. But she left out that it was from Lucas.
Right.
So I'm like, that then almost negate like makes it seem like she wasn't being, and I was just like, now I don't even know what's going on or what to think.
Yeah, I know.
Gross, gross, gross. That was all that I wrote down.
That's fair. Whatever. Like the whole point, like he's just like he's she they go into her office. She's looking forward to working together, blah blah blah. She leaves for a minute. He takes the ring out of his pocket to look at it again. So
Obviously,
that
he's walking around with it in his pocket.
obviously, 'cause why wouldn't you? Which is then to just bring us back into the present where he is still looking at the ring in his room now, and he puts it like back in his dresser drawer. And then Lindsay walks in and is like, oh, still taking a trip down memory lane? Maybe you should write about it. And I'm like, should he though?
Well, then he says, like, I'm gonna take a walk.
Yeah.
What was that about? Like, what was.
I'm also now, I think, remembering everything that goes down with the whole Lindsay engagement thing. I'm fairly certain she just finds that ring.
Right. Well, and see, and like, that's what I've been trying to remember.
And then he just turns it into a proposal. And then Peyton's like,
Yeah. Right?
isn't that the one you were gonna give me?
That was my question. That
And
was literally
also,
what I had written down. I was like, that ring?
Brooke also knows what it looks like,
Yeah.
so.
Well, and that's what I thought, like, in that moment of him, like, looking at it, and it when we flashed forward, back, well, present,
Yeah.
flash present, I was like, oh, is she gonna, like, see?
Right.
And then that's gonna turn into a thing, I guess. But maybe that is going to happen,
I
just
do
not
think it's
yet.
going to happen.
Oh, man.
Anyway, then we go to Haley is putting Nathan's trophies back where they were in like their like living space in the shelves there. And they have a nice moment too because he's like, I know we're not the couple we used to be, but we're gonna get there. And they're just cute.
Yeah.
I love them.
I know. Yeah.
Lucas goes by the house where Brooke and Peyton are living to see Peyton, but only Brooke is there.
Yep.
And he's like, oh, do you remember that night in New York? Blah, 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 talking about everything we just had to witness.
Yep.
And he's like, I'm wondering if we chose the right paths. I'm like, ugh. Well, because then she's like, should I tell Kate Peyton you came by? He's like, no, bye. And she's like, she's
No,
just
cause
like,
well, cause he literally says he's like, I have to get back to Lindsay, and you're like, yeah,
yes.
okay.
Well, so she says, do you still love Peyton? And that's when he says, I have to get back to Lindsay. And I'm like, that's not an answer. And Brooke's like, huh. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. And that's our episode. We've already established that most annoying goes to Lucas for just about everything he does in this episode. Like, pretty much all of it.
Oh, yeah, top to bottom.
Yeah.
Dislike, do not like, go away.
Yeah.
Horrible person. Person horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yep. Yeah.
Dislike.
We did not have any new faces because
Yeah.
it's a flashback episode. We did get to see Whitey again, though, which was nice.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Whitey.
Yep.
All right, we don't. You know, I just really can't believe it. We still can't think about what that category was. It was
I
so good.
know.
I was so
It just
sure that I like wrote it
left our
down
brains.
and like put like
I was also
sparkles
sure he
around
wrote it
it
down.
and like, right? 'Cause like I feel like we paused
Yes.
and was like, we need to write that down.
Yeah.
I'll have to like extra search my notes again because I don't know.
Weird.
Well, and also because like I don't remember when we thought of it, so I'm like trying to
Well,
like
yeah, like, was it when we
see
were
like
doing
what
the
episode.
season four wrap-up episode?
I can't remember. Like I don't see anything here
God.
that looks like marked and sparkled and you
Is
know.
it with the wrap-up notes note?
No, I didn't go in there, I don't think. Or maybe
Okay.
I did. Did I? I don't know. Either way, what did you have for quote of the episode while I look at all possible options for our missing category?
I actually ended up going with Brooks at the very end of the episode, and she just says, well, this is going to get interesting,
Yeah.
like to herself. But I was like, yeah, that pretty much sums everything up. So we're going to go with that one. And also, I just think it's funny because Brooke almost looks like she's going to enjoy herself here because she's like, ah, I am not involved this time. This looks fun.
Yeah, like she's finally completely separate from
Yes.
Lucas and Peyton, and like
Exactly. She has no stake in it anymore, really.
And that's like permanent, right? Like
Yeah, that is definitely, that's it.
there's nothing.
Brooke and Lucas
Okay.
over.
Good.
Yeah.
One down, one to go.
Yep. Which I think this episode is also establishing too, just with that whole when he tries to kiss her and she's like, absolutely not. Like,
Well, yeah, and then just even with the whole like Lindsay, bringing her the bamboo too, and just being
yeah.
like, oh, like you were in the book, I know you, and like, all of your exes are back in town. Like, yeah.
Yeah, but that was mine.
Man,
Did you
oh
have a different
man.
one?
Not really. I didn't, there was, I think mostly just I was so
That's fair.
annoyed with most of the stuff that was
Valid.
happening.
That's valid.
But yeah, that was like, that was good, and I like that too, so.
Nice.
What did you have for song of the episode?
I don't know. Like, there were some songs. There's like the song that she sends him, that Peyton sends him to like listen to is Heartbeats by Jose Gonzalez, but I'm pretty sure we've had that song before.
We definitely have, but it's just like such a good song.
It is.
But yeah, I think we've, and like I think we even picked it as like the song of the episode.
Probably.
I mean, like there's
There's,
broken social scene at the end,
yes.
so I guess, we can
Like,
get
I
her
guess that one.
CanCon or something. But everything else, like I feel like and there's like Black Rebel
Yeah.
Motorcycle Club, which I feel like we've also had before.
Yeah.
And yeah, like I noticed every time there was a song.
Same.
But it was more just like they were the score. Like it
Yes.
wasn't,
Yeah, it didn't like
aside
stand out
from,
particularly. Yeah, aside from Heartbeats.
yeah.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, even Broken Social Scene. I mean, not that I like really know. I don't know if I would like hear them and be like, oh, that's Broken Social
Yeah,
Scene.
same.
But yeah, like it was just, I noticed all of the music, but it
But
felt more
nothing
like I
like
was listening to like a
super,
soundtrack
yeah.
score that I always
Nothing
listen to while I'm
super stood
working.
out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
And like, what even happens next? Because,
Ugh, God, I don't know, but.
I mean, at least we'll get to stay in the present. So I'm assuming, Nanny Carrie, Quentin, something, something. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's clearly a bunch of people that are rewatching One Tree Hill on TikTok, and they're all ahead of us. So I keep getting like little bits. So I keep seeing like a bunch of stuff involving Nanny Carrie that I'm like, oh yeah,
Oh man.
right.
Wild.
And someone else who like saves the day at one of the points.
Oof.
who we have not seen recently.
Yeah.
But yeah, the episode just kind of looks like a continuation of all the normal stuff, right? Like Nanny Carrie stuff happens, Mouth has work problems.
Yeah.
Victoria's a bitch. Lucas
Yeah.
is a dirtbag.
Ugh.
He's not even a dirtbag, he's a dickbag. There's a difference.
I
If he was a
know.
dirtbag, I'd probably be okay with
I would
it.
actually be fully okay if he was a dirtbag because we all know that I kind of love a dirtbag. Regrettably, I love a dirtbag.
But yeah, no, he's just horrible.
Yeah.
And based off of what I'm looking at, it looks like he's gonna be really horrible about it. So cool.
Yeah, that sounds right. That sounds exactly correct.
Poor Lindsay. Poor, poor Lindsay. But she read the book.
She should have known what she was getting herself into, genuinely. Like, not to victim blame here, but do your homework, girl. It was right there. It was like your job.
Yeah, like it. For all those times you're like, oh man, I wish I'd had a manual. You literally had the manual.
Yeah. You literally did. Yep.
Well, now that we're so excited, we'll see y'all next week and we'll see what happens. We'll see who does the stupidest thing.
Yeah.
I think I might know who it is.
Oh, man.
We'll see you then.
Bye.